Episode 3136, The Bread of Life.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something delicious. Oh, yes, it's Sweet Spirit Sunday, and God wants to fill your heart with more than you could ever imagine. So it's time to really allow yourself to focus on Him, your relationship with Him, the bread of life. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. John chapter 6, verse 35 says this, "Then Jesus declared, 'I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never grow hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.'" Have you ever found yourself in the midst of a world filled with material possessions, yet still feeling an emptiness that cannot be filled? It's a universal experience, right? This lingering hunger and thirst for something more meaningful, something eternal. This longing goes beyond the physical cravings for bread and water. It reaches deep into the depths of our souls, yearning for spiritual sustenance. Just as our bodies, though, require nourishment to sustain us, our souls also crave nourishment. Not the kind that can be found on a plate or in a glass, but the kind that can only be found in Jesus Christ. Just imagine a banquet table, beautifully laid out with a variety of delectable dishes. The aroma wafts through the air, tempting our senses. We are drawn to each dish, anticipating that it will finally satisfy our hunger. Yet, amidst the abundance of choices, there's only one that truly fulfills our deepest cravings. The invitation from Christ to feast on His love, His wisdom, and truth. He is the bread of life. So when we turn to Jesus Christ, we discover a love that surpasses all understanding. It is a love that washes away our insecurities. It washes away our fears and our doubts and replaces them with a sense of belonging, purpose, and acceptance. It is a love that quenches the deepest longings of our hearts and brings true fulfillment. Don't you want your thirst quenched? And in addition to His love, Christ offers us wisdom. We live in a world that bombards us with countless sources of information and advice, often leaving us, well, confused and overwhelmed. But when we seek wisdom from Christ, we tap into a source that is timeless, unchanging, and perfect. His wisdom guides us on the right path, and it helps us make wise choices and brings clarity to our lives. Furthermore, Christ offers us His truth. In a world filled with shifting opinions and subjective realities, come on, let me hear an amen on that one. The truth found in Christ is unchanging and unwavering. His truth provides a solid foundation that we can build our lives upon. You can do this, my friend. A foundation of honesty, integrity, and righteousness. When you embrace His truth, you find freedom from the lies and illusions that surround you, and you are able to live in authentic alignment with who you are created to be. So I want you to take a moment to reflect on where you've been looking to satisfy this hunger and thirst of your soul. Have you been pursuing temporary pleasures and material possessions that only leave you wanting more? I mean, think about that. It might be the way you feed yourself. Okay, maybe you indulge in a sweet treat a little too often. I love my root beer floats. Have I had one in a long time? I cannot tell you the last time I've had one because it's been that long. Maybe for you it's shopping. Maybe unfortunately it's gambling. We got football season starting. Are you going to be one who's going to be like, okay, I'm going to do fantasy football, but with that I'm going to tack on some money too because you know what? I'm so good, I know I can win. Are you looking and pursuing temporary pleasures? Because we all have done it in our life. I am guilty too. But you can live better. And God desires that for you. So how can you invite Jesus to fill those empty spaces within you today? and experience the enduring satisfaction that only He can provide. What is it? Maybe you need to stop. Maybe you need to literally stop and smell the roses. Maybe you have rose bushes outside your house. Well, take a little stroll. Smell deeply in those roses and just ask God, where can I show up for you so I see you more? I know that might seem like a strange question, but it's important because God is always near. He's always there. We are the ones who stray. And in reality, right, He knows this. That's why He goes after His one. He is our shepherd. But if that one sheep leaves the flock, what does He do? He goes after the one sheep. So embrace God's love, seek His wisdom, and walk in His truth. Not somebody else's, not what you see on TV or in your reels or anything else, not what's popping up on the books you're reading, unless if it's the Bible, but truly walk in His truth. And by doing so, you will find the abundant life your soul longs for, a life filled with purpose, joy, and true fulfillment. Go in peace, my friend. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.